Describe a time you used your cell phone to do something important. What are the differences between young people and old people when using a cell phone? I would say that young people depend more on their cell phones. They use their cell phones for everything. Lots of them are anxious when they're away from their cell phones. However, old people don't trust cell phones as much. They tend to just use them to make phone calls or send texts. Which one is more important, using a cell phone to make phone calls or to read messages? I suppose that using a cell phone to read messages is more important. Even though making phone calls is the most basic function of cell phones, people don't use their phones to call as much. They usually prefer texting because it gives them more time to respond. It's less stressful than making phone calls. So from people's cell phone habits, I can see that texting is more important than making phone calls. Do you think there should be a law to stop people from making phone calls in public? No, I think that would be a very restrictive law. I mean, most of us have been annoyed by someone talking loudly on the phone in a public space. It's especially uncomfortable when it's in a closed space like a bus or a subway. However, making those calls shouldn't be illegal. It doesn't actively harm other people, so I don't think it's necessary to make such a law. What are the functions of mobile phones? What do you usually do with a cell phone? Mobile phones have lots of different functions. One of the main functions is communication. You can use mobile phones to call, text, and email others. Another function is entertainment. People can watch videos, check social media, and play games on their phones. Mobile phones can also take photos. Most phones have good cameras to take photos with. Why can't we live without mobile phones? I would say that it's because mobile phones help us do lots of different tasks. We use our phones to talk to our loved ones, take pictures of important moments, and even handle our bank accounts. We've become dependent on mobile phones because they make our lives convenient. Without them, we wouldn't know how to do our daily tasks. Is it rude to make a phone call late at night? I think it depends. If it's a friend that you know well, it's probably safe to call them late at night. They won't mind if it's important. But if it's someone you don't know very well, you might rudely wake them up, so you'd better wait until the next day.